influence was great indeed, and they attacked here and there. Lebanon was the target of many of their attacks. In the 33-day war, they taught them the bitter taste of failure. They didn't fail in facing Arab armies, mind you. Rather a struggle, a popular struggle. And their motto was that we can resist, we can preserve and protect our homeland. Whenever they wished, they would take prisoners. Here and there are 10,000 Palestinian prisoners in the Zionist entity. But Gaza was a good lesson for them. This time they had entered Gaza to take prisoner the whole of Gaza. They were there rather to impose their will on Gaza, to take Gaza as hostage and to give the reins of power to those who were willing to make deals with them and to say that it's finished and done with. And our hearts go out and are filled with pain after watching the moving images out of Gaza, mutilated bodies of the martyrs and the injured, the local people living in dire straits. But history, if history has taught us anything, it has taught us that those who side with evil, well, the saga of Karbala comes to mind. Those murderers did not rest in peace. They didn't have a single moment of calm after the atrocity they committed. And as I said earlier, different communities are struggling to stay alive. And in the days of the Holy Defense, here it was said and reported that there are people here rushing to the front, and it is as if they have no fear, and they are quite easily prepared to become martyrs. And of course, there is a human death, and there is another kind of death, a very painful death, which is the death of men standing on their feet, and in the front, bullets flying and blood everywhere. And I am reminded of a poem which says, how sweet it is to fall in the theater of war and to lie beneath the feet of charging horses and singing the song of life once life runs out of our veins. If life is to be decorated with our blood, so be it. I fully accept such a possibility. This is what all the people who have struggled in the way of the Almighty in its highest degree, they have showcased throughout history. Karbala is a case in point. And today, Gaza. today Gaza. Incidentally, it happened in the lunar month of Muharram. And these two incidents are very meaningful. For 8 years, they imposed a war on us, saying that this is a war between Arabs and Persians, Shias and Sunnis. In Lebanon, they stood up to the Zionist onslaught, and they again talked about Shia efforts and make a distinction. But the struggle inside Gaza led to a unity, and not by words alone, but by blood, they demonstrated that they are in the right and they are the standard bearers in the world. A Middle East in the traditional approach, well, and formulas, you cannot contain the situation in those traditional formulas. Today, the awakened young people of the Middle East are standing up to the hegemony of great powers and seek justice. The new U.S. administration needs new Middle East experts to tell them what has happened in this part of the world, and the previous administration in the past 8 years and administrations before that, because of their actions, how they have portrayed the U.S. around the world. When Mr. Bush in Europe was delivering his departing speech, said that the Europeans, like Americans, they might very well not like the U.S. president. And this is one of the few truths he said during his days in power. Now, if we have a similar situation in the Middle East, we have to appreciate that there's no enmity with the U.S. people when it comes to the Middle Eastern people, but they hate the policies of past U.S. administrations for the Middle East. And this is a new truth that the new U.S. administration is facing. If they talk about change, change very well has to happen in this field as well. This needs due attention. The old administration, two unfinished crises. Continuing crises and many failures have been left behind as a bitter heritage for the new administration to deal with. What we are dealing with today, well, smartly, the resistance announced that as soon as possible, the Zionist army has to evacuate Gaza. And this is the imposition of the will of the Palestinian people in Gaza. And those who are standing behind the Zionist regime, it is unfortunate that certain parties were treacherous to the ideal of Palestine. But they will regret this. A few days before the incident, they were the same people who said that nothing will happen. Everything is calm. There is no attack in the offing. This is what our Palestinian friends have told us. Here and there, they were hiding behind the scenes. On the day when the ceasefire was announced, well, they couldn't do anything, the Zionist regime. And they gathered in Sharm el-Sheikh. later in Tel Aviv. Why have you gathered there? Are you there to say that the attack was a mistake? It was a mistake. 6,000 people to roll them in blood. Are you there to say that human rights have been violated in Gaza? I only wish that you had said this. You, on the first, second, and the third day of the incident, talked about a 48-hour ceasefire. They refused. Now you're smiling again. You have gathered there again. Did you not see hundreds of thousands of people gathering on your streets? What answers do you have for your own people? And we did see glorious manifestations of people power. In relation to Gaza, we had waves of humanity coming to the streets in different countries to protest what was going on in Gaza. You can't deal with this. Every day they are expanding, or war expanding, millions of people coming to the streets, hundreds of thousands of people coming to the streets, and NGOs around the world, those who are not dependent and are aware. Another atrocity which happened was some of the liberal democratic Western media censored some of the images, some of the stories, and they need to be answerable for their actions as well. But they need to know that truthful organizations, by using technology and advanced telecom facilities, will transmit such images and stories, and then you will have to answer as administrations, as governments, to your own people. You chose to remain silent in face of such atrocities. What verdicts were passed against these people, I ask you? Nothing. They gathered in Sharm el-Sheikh to find a way to deny weapons to the struggle. You are in the wrong, gentlemen. Popular struggles find weapons for themselves. Don't look for any particular country. Of course, they have gathered there to do something else as well. Reconstruction of Gaza. From today onwards, this is what we need to concentrate on and inform the international public opinion. Behind the scenes, there is a design. The money gathered for the reconstruction of Gaza, well, that money needs to be given to the proper people. As far as we're concerned, the head of the Palestinian Authority's time is up. And according to procedures, fresh elections need to be organized. Therefore, to give such facilities and money to the Palestinian Authority, there are very real legal misgivings. Second point, where did that atrocity happen? In Gaza. Now, millions of dollars of damages took place again in Gaza. Mosques, schools, residential buildings were destroyed in what city, I ask you? in Gaza, and Gaza has its own officials, has its own legal government. Before this attack and after the elections, these people were running Gaza, administrating issues. And once the attack happened, they took up arms, rifles, took to the fronts to defend their land. And you have closed down the borders so tightly that not even ordinary citizens are allowed to leave their region. And you have to answer for your actions. And it will have repercussions. It's fast coming to light. Right now, inside the US, academicians, university professors, pundits, scholars are asking, what need is there to tie all US interests to the wants and the wishes and the expansionist policies and the aggressions of the Zionist regime? This is a pressing question for Americans. I do apologize for speaking at length. Now, the silence, which there's an intention behind this, censoring news stories and the transmitting of images of atrocities around the world, and also the innate right of the struggle to have weapons, also reconstruction and international aid, especially Arab and Islamic countries, for aid to be given to Hamas officials and the legal government of Palestine in Gaza. These are issues and considerations that I think our NGOs, in contact with other NGOs around the world and governments, can play their appropriate role, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in this context will be working with and will be in the service of all of you dear people who would like to contribute to this international effort. Also, the spouses of diplomats of Islamic states. In these few days, I have been monitoring your activities. You have organized a number of meetings, including this one, and also the Association of the Spouses of Diplomats Serving in the Islamic Republic of Iran, also the Association of the Spouses of Foreign Diplomats here in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Some good steps were taken by them in conjunction with UNICEF and other agencies. They have organized a number of initiatives. Many tens of millions of tomans were collected, and they will be distributed in Gaza through the Red Crescent of the Islamic Republic of Iran. For that, I'm thankful. I hail the spirit of the martyrs of Gaza and with all the nation of Palestine. According to the teachings of the late Imam, let me renew our allegiance. We will continue to support you. And the security sphere of the Islamic world and the Middle East and the Islamic Republic of Iran, this is a part of that. This support is not an expense, rather an investment, helping with the security of our own country. The Zionist regime will have no other option but to give up in face of the prevailing conditions. And the final victory of the combatants of the Palestinian movement and struggle is not far off. It's very close, it's very real, and in the words of Hamas leaders, this was a divine victory and an auspicious happening occurred in these days. I also refer to the message shared by the great leader of the revolution with his children in Gaza. Some of the leaders of the struggle in the region and also Islamic movements and the leaders of Muslims come out and say that our friend, we are thankful for such a message, and this is a valuable capital for us. They have said that. And this demonstrates the spiritual bond which binds the Islamic Republic of Iran with those people and nations. Now, a director of an intelligence service, one of the intelligence services of the regional countries, and their comments usually encapsulates the existing climate. The director has said that the Islamic Republic of Iran was much loved by the regional people. Once Gaza happened, this heart-to-heart relationship became that much more entrenched. And the Zionist regime went to Gaza to take hostages, but now they have come hostage to the raging fire themselves.
Now that's Iranian Foreign Minister Manoujar Mottaki speaking at an NGO summit in Tehran in the support, addressing a forum on support for the people of Gaza. Just in summation to what he said, Mottaki says that the Israelis had made their calculations in advance, but he also stressed the fact that the resistance had proved the Israeli calculations wrong, and the resistance is the right to defend oneself, and all the Palestinians do have that right to resist the occupation. Ehud Barak, Tzipi Livni, and Ehud Olmert, he mentioned, are clear examples of war criminals, and international investigations must be conducted, and the subpoenas must start with the Israeli leaders. And he also mentioned that Gaza was a good lesson for Israel as they tried to impose their will on all of Gaza and take all of Gaza hostage, which he said they failed. Also, history has taught us a lesson in reference to the saga of Karbala, that the murderers will not rest in peace, as the murderers in Karbala did not have a single moment of calm after the atrocities they committed. The struggle in Gaza, he also mentioned, led to unity, which we saw all over the world, an international outrage at the Israeli onslaught, and we also saw waves of humanity come to the streets to protest the Israeli attacks. Also addressing the new U.S. administration, the new U.S. government, he said, needs an enlightenment on the Middle East. Mottaki also slammed the summit held by the Arab allies of the United States in Sharm el-Sheikh, criticizing their inaction to the number of civilian deaths. He also said that the next step in Palestine, as accordance to procedure, is that the fresh elections must be held. Now, continuing with the world news, Israel says it has completely withdrawn its forces from the Gaza Strip. An Israeli army spokesman also said Tel Aviv has, however, kept the forces all around Gaza to meet any eventuality. Now, Youssef Al-Halu, our Press TV correspondent.